Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy.
Welcome to Retire 360 with your host, Dwight Meehan. Dwight is a licensed fiduciary and financial advisor who always places your needs first. Dwight works hard each day to educate Americans like you on how to reach the financial freedom they've worked so hard for, and he can help you too. So now, let's start the show. Here's Dwight Meehan.
Well, welcome back to Retire 360 Show. This is your show. This is not Dwight's show. This is the topics that you want to hear about. The things that are concerning you. I just want to welcome all of our listeners back, some of our listeners who've been listening for a while, and then some of our new time listeners. So if you're traveling or sitting at home and recovering from the holidays, it was a good holiday. I'm riding solo today a little bit. I shouldn't say I'm riding solo. I'm actually riding with my man, Sam, my executive producer. Mitchell is taking a break today. He's actually traveling towards where I'm at right now. I'm in the western part of North Carolina, one of my favorite places on planet Earth. We have an office out here in the Boone area. It's actually in Banner Elk. And my sons were home from Christmas, and they were celebrating. They're actually up here celebrating, and they have about nine of them up here doing a little skiing and a little snowboarding. So Dad is chaperoning. I was telling Sam, my executive producer, that I was serving some late dinner last night about 11:30. So, and I didn't want to wake up to a messy kitchen, so I was cleaning the kitchen. So all you stay-at-home parents that do this full-time, we try to split those duties as best we can in my house, but I had the full brunt of it last night. But it's good. It's good to be here on the radio and with our listeners. And Sam, what'd you do? What'd you do this Christmas?
You know, we enjoyed just a small family Christmas in the Atlanta area. We hosted family over Thanksgiving. And so that was a lot of hustle and bustle. So we took a step back for Christmas, you know, really enjoyed what it's all about. Spent some time with my wife and tried to get outside, even though the cold Arctic air was blowing across America, and thoughts and prayers out to everyone who was affected by that for sure. We saw the coldest temperatures we've seen since I moved to Georgia. So it was a cold Christmas. It was not a white Christmas though.
You're correct. Well, I'm looking at some white right now. So it is white up here in the mountains, but not a ton of snow, but enough to make it pretty. But I was shoveling some snow, trying to get up my driveway. It was a thick sheet of ice, so I was spreading some salt. But the good news was I had nine boys to help me do it, so that was the good news. But hey, welcome to the Retire 360 Show. Again, glad you're listening. Encourage you to go to our website just to check us out. We're gonna get a little philosophical here this today to kick off the show, but go to retire360show.com. You can find out a little bit more about us if you haven't heard of us before, or call our office. We'd love to hear from you. We are in Southern Pines and also in Boone, the Banner Elk area. Our office number is 910-235-0812. So we're going to kind of jump in. Sam, I don't know about you, but one of the things I take time to reflect on, it really is a reflection week for me, is I look back and I think of everything that went right, and I look at some things that went wrong, not only in my business, but in my personal life. I'm a big goal guy. I believe in setting goals and working towards those goals and developing a plan from that. And I assume a lot of our listeners, especially our regular listeners, they're much the same way. They want to develop a plan. They want to work that plan and then continue to evaluate and monitor it. That is, I believe, one of the most successful ways to achieve your dreams and your aspirations. But one of the things that, you know, I take it back to, and I was looking at my website actually a couple days ago, and one of the things that kind of jumped off the page at me is early in my career, I was working with somebody managing an insurance company where I was working. I managed an office for them and did a lot of hiring. And I went through, a lot of my time was spent interviewing prospective agents and brokers that worked for the company. And I found over time, it began to get frustrating, because I found that there were some things that I said to myself, man, I wish I could have seen this in people earlier. I might have, deterred them from even, coming on board with us or offering them a position. And it took, I was at a meeting with this company and was fascinated by an individual they had come speak. It was a keynote speaker, and he had a background in psychotherapy, but he did executive coaching. So I felt like I was at a place where I was ready for some executive coaching. So I began to actually work with his wife. They were a team company. Him and her did this. And at the time they worked with 80, they had eight of the top 50 Fortune 500 companies or Fortune 50 companies. They were working with the CEOs. And I found them to be just extremely fascinating. And one of the things that came out of that, Sam and listeners, was it really helped me craft my own mission, vision, and core values. And what they helped me to understand was how to make who I am as a person, as a unique individual, how to bring that into my company and what I did for a living. And I found that exercise to be very lengthy. I found it to be, even though most mission, vision, value statements are a single page, they take a lot of time if you do it right to craft that. And I always tell people, I always encourage our listeners, if you want to know who Dwight Mijan is, I appreciate the fact that you're listening, but go to the website. You can get there through Retire 360 Show and go to the mission, vision, and especially the core values. Because those core values, I was talking to Sam a little bit before the show, values, those can change a little bit. Those can get modified over time. But the core values of who a person is, whether they understand what their core values are or not, they breathe them out regularly over time. And the more you get to know somebody and hang around them, the more you get to know what their core values are. And I don't mind sharing one or two of them with you here. One of my core values is personal responsibility. I grew up in a blue-collar household. My dad drove a truck for Pepsi-Cola for 36 years. My mom is still living. She's almost 80, lives up in the Midwest where I grew up. But I grew up in a home that was very disciplined. It was you wake up in the morning and you get to work. There's no free lunch out there. And that's just one of the core values that I took. And one of the things that crafted out of my core value out of personal responsibility is I'm not a victim. I don't want to work with people who have a victim mindset. We're victors, and victors take control over the decisions that they make. And that's a whole nother realm. I could talk for a long time about it. I don't want to take up the whole show today talking about that. But our choices are ultimately what guide us into success or to failure. And I'm one that, you know, I heard this many, many years ago, is you got to write your goals down and you got to look at them. I look at my goals at least every week, and I encourage listeners to do the same. If you have a financial plan and you have never written down what your targets are, what your goals are for the next 12 months, the next 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, to get in and write that down. I'd love to help some of our listeners with some of the questions that I go through in my annual planning process for my personal goals. I don't have just personal, I have professional goals, I have spiritual goals, I have physical goals for my health, and I just encourage people to do that. But personal responsibility, that's top, one of the top ones on the list. Another one I'll just share with you is feedback-rich environment. And what I mean by feedback is I don't want to be around a bunch of people who tell me what I want to hear. I need to be around some people who sharpen Dwight and make me better. So I have some key relationships. Some of them are in the industry I'm in financial services, and some of them are outside of that industry of financial services. And what these guys do particularly is they know me. I've got one guy, he could be a brother of mine, and he could tell instantly when I'm talking to him how my day's going. And he knows exactly what questions to ask me to get to the core of what I'm going through or what I'm dealing with. And I've had times where I've talked to him, and I'll say his name's Keith. And Keith will talk to me and say, "Hey brother, what's going on, man? I can tell something's wrong." And I'll be thinking, man, I didn't really even get to what it was, but he knows how to drill down to get to that. And it's amazing how quick we can get to the core of what's going on in my life or in his life. I've been there for him on that same side. And we can kind of free up what's going on, remove the clutter, and be able to move forward with making decisions. And that is the biggest number one thing I will tell you in dealing with prospective clients and just some existing clients that I find that cripples, absolutely cripples financial plans, is people don't make decisions for different reasons. Some people don't make decisions because they fear they're going to make the wrong one. I had a lady in my office about a month ago. And to give you an example of this, I said to her, this wasn't her real name, I'm calling her Sarah. I said, "Sarah, you know, you strike me as the type of person that expects the worst in any decision you make, and anything else you get that's better than that is just going to be a bonus for you. That's just an observation. I could be totally wrong, but speak to that if you would. And she literally paused for a minute, and she just started breaking down in tears, and she started crying. She said, "That's exactly how I feel." She said, "Every time I've made a decision when it comes to my money, it's been the wrong move. I make the wrong mistake, and it's costing me." And she said, at the end of the day, Dwight, she said, "You know what? I don't even think I trust myself anymore to make the right decision." And I'm telling you, choices, we have to understand our core values in order to make choices. And then what happens is decision-making gets incredibly, incredibly easier. And it also goes much, much faster to make decisions. And I've seen it a lot. I see it every year where people get presented great opportunities in their financial plan where they can de-risk their portfolio. They've got a historical rate of return that's better than what they've, you know, experienced in the last 3, 5, or 10 years. The expense ratio, which is the cost of managing that portfolio, not the advisor fee, but the cost. You've heard me talk about expense ratios. It's something we run for everyone who calls our office, and we do an analysis of that portfolio. But people have been presented all green lights as far as what is better, what's in line with their objectives and their goals. And they freeze when it comes to making decisions. And one of them has to do with conflict. That's another area. I was taught growing up, maybe not in the healthiest way, but I learned, don't run from conflict. Run into conflict, not from it. And I think that's some of the best advice I can give our listeners who are listening today is don't shy away from conflict. Don't look for it. But when it happens, you know, take a breath, take a deep breath, and go to your core values. I look at it with relationships. Why would we engage in conflict with someone if we didn't care about them, right? It's totally useless. It's meaningless. So yeah, conflict resolution, that's huge. I used to work with that with people in the organization that I was with. And a lot of people, when they're looking to evaluate, perhaps maybe leaving a firm they've been with for 20 or 25 years. Oh, they've been good to me. We've weathered good times, bad times, but they're just not happy with maybe where they're at right now with their portfolio. They don't use sometimes logic, and they don't know what their core values are. And for me, I could tell you this, Sam and listeners, you know, making decisions for me, I'm not saying they're all easy, but when I struggle with decision-making, I sit down, I look at my core values, I take things to prayer. I'm a man of faith, and I look for my answers there. So anyway, we've gone a little philosophical there, but Sam, you want to chime in on anything? Maybe I've said something that struck you that stands out, but I appreciate the younger guy's perspective here.
Yeah. You know, I think it's interesting. I always, you know, I'm a goal-minded person. I'm always making lists of things I would like to accomplish, you know, checking in on my goals at different intervals. And I think sometimes that we can get a little too focused on the future. And one practice that I think is important to do, and you can do this at the end of a year, or really you can do it anytime, but I think that the new year is a nice motivating time, you know, when you get to flip the calendar to kind of reevaluate some of those things. You know, look back at 2022, you know, write down some areas that you'd like to improve or focus on and make some lists, you know, 2 or 3 things that went right with regards to your finances this year, 2 or 3 things that went right with regards to relationships, whatever you're looking to improve on. And I just try to internalize those positive things. Mm-hmm. And once I do that and my confidence is feeling good, then I feel like I'm in a good place to maybe write down 1 or 2 things that didn't go well in those particular areas and kind of look at it from an outside view and ask myself, what could I do next time to avoid this result? Mm-hmm. And that helps me orient myself in the best direction possible as I move forward towards my goals. So we're really excited to continue to bring everybody important information in 2023. You know, we're committed to bringing this show to you guys. Like you said, Dwight, this is their show. So on Retire 360, you're going to learn a lot. And hopefully on today's show, we're getting everybody in the right mindset for 2023.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for that, Sam. And yeah, the writing it down that you said, I heard you say it a couple times, Sam, it's huge. Writing stuff down, it holds our we're accountable to ourselves when we write it down and we look at it. If we don't write it down, it's a pipe dream. We have no accountability because we forget about it 10 minutes after we say it, right? So it's good to write that down. But hey, one thing I want to mention about Retire 360 here is, and really our firm, 360 Capital Management, is we are independent, holistic fiduciaries. I can't say that enough. Each of those words, just real briefly, means something important. Independent, we work through an unlimited platform of investment options. And our clients range from ultra conservative, where they don't want to take any risk with their principal, to clients who are more aggressive. Perhaps they're younger clients, they can afford to take more risk, and everybody in between. I would say a lot of people fall in that moderate range, but being independent, our platform of assets that we have to choose from for our clients is virtually unlimited. And one of the reasons I didn't go to work with one of the big wirehouses, and I'm not going to mention them by name because there's some great advisors out there at many of these firms. But that being said, they still have a limited offering of investment choices on that platform of what's available to them. And we don't have that. We can construct portfolios from the ground up, and that's what we do. Holistic, we don't just look at how do we invest the assets. We look at a tax plan for our clients. Most importantly, we're looking at the income plan. Many people who are kind of in that retirement red zone, we talk about that a lot, Sam, where they're 5 years perhaps from retiring, or they've just retired maybe within the last 5 years. Those are very, very critical years for particularly how you position the holdings inside your portfolio, because you've got three different buckets, if you will, of money. You got tax deferred, which is that 401k money. You got the taxable investments, and then you have those tax-free investments, which is the ultimate goal as you get further into retirement, is moving money into those tax-free buckets. But we look at that from a holistic standpoint. So we look at your tax map. We build a tax plan there. We look at healthcare as an example. Very important. Healthcare is a big component of your retirement plan. I just read an article this morning before the show, Sam, that said long-term care is expected to cost the average couple in retirement, healthcare costs, $315,000. Huge, huge out-of-pocket costs. So that has to be planned for in retirement. Where's the income going to come from? Do we use insurance for that? So the insurance map is part of that we do for clients. And then there's your legacy and estate plan. So being holistic as an advisor, those are the five pillars that we look at with each client that we work with. So if you don't have all five of those where somebody's telling you, hey, this is how we're going to harvest your income, this is where we're going to draw it from, this is why we're going to pull it out of this particular bucket, that should throw a red flag up for you. And if you're looking for that second opinion, give us a call. Call us at 910-235-0812 or check us out online at retire360show.com. Again, that's retire360show.com. But hey, there's always something. We got a seminar that's coming up. I'll just give you time to log your calendar. It's going to be in January. We're trying to nail down the date. It's either going to be January 17th or the 19th. It's going to be in Moore County. So if you would like to learn a little bit more about taxes in retirement, that was our number one requested seminar this past year. We got information out to a ton of people. I could tell you taxes are a hot button right now with inflation running as high as we've seen in decades. The cost of things are just out of control. And people are realizing that taxes make up a huge factor and a big component in their overall retirement plan. So if someone's not talking to you about your tax map, how to get that income and where to specifically invest certain assets, we'd love to have you attend. We do have very limited space. I'm going to tell you that based on the venues that we host. We have two of them planned for each of those days. I will get back to you by the next show next week for the 17th or the 19th, but I would love to meet some of the listeners in person. If you've been listening for a while and you say, hey, I'd like to check you out live, we would love to have you there. Contact our office. You can call us at 910-235-0812 and just say, hey, I'd like to get on your preferred list. We do have people that fill that up pretty quick, but we'll make sure we leave space for our listeners, at least the best that we can. And if we need to book another one because of time, we will look at doing that as well. But with that, well, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to take a year in review and look back, and we're going to do some looking forward as well. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Listen, baby, ain't no mountain high, ain't no valley low, ain't no river wide enough, baby.
If you need me, call me, no matter where you are, no matter how far.
Don't worry, baby,
just call my name, I'll be there in a hurry.
Are you interested in protecting your assets from market volatility, rising taxes, and economic uncertainty? Then tune in to Retire 360 with Dwight Meehan to learn how you can protect and grow your hard-earned money. Retire 360, Sundays at 3 p.m. right here on Talk 97.3 FM, 104.1 FM, and 990 AM WEEB. Protect your hard-earned money today at Retire360Show.com.
Registered investment advisors and investment advisor representatives act as fiduciaries for all of our investment management clients. We have an obligation to act in the best interests of our clients and to make full disclosures of any conflicts of interest, if any exist. Refer to our firm brochure, the ADV 2A, page 4, for additional information. Any comments regarding safe and secure products and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by BWA.
Hey, so we're back. My name is Dwight Meehan. I am your host. And with me today is my good friend and executive producer, Mr. Sam Davis. Good to have Sam with me here. And I've actually asked Sam to kind of chime in a little bit here today on some of the topics that we're covering. I always appreciate working with some younger guys than me. Mitchell's out today, but Sam and Mitchell both kind of share the same generation, and they look at things from a different set of eyes, and I value their opinion, and I know many of our listeners do as well. So I've asked Sam to kind of chime in, but we're going to take a moment. We're going to look back at 2022 and talk about some things that just some data, some facts, and I'm just going to ask the listeners just to kind of think to yourselves for a minute here and just think if what I'm going to read to you here is right or if it's wrong. So talk for a moment about bonds. You know, this was, I think, one of, if not the highlight of 2022, it's definitely in the top three, in my opinion, in the financial markets, is that bonds are on track to have one of their worst years ever in 2022. Is that correct? Well, of course it is. I've just given you the answer. But according to the New York Times, this has been one of the worst times for bonds since 1926, goes back all the way to the Great Depression, and maybe in centuries. So it's been a terrible time. During, you know, times of rising interest rates, which is certainly what we've experienced this year, those older bonds, which many of you carry in your portfolio, they become worth less, and because new bonds offer more desirable rates. So that's kind of a double whammy this year, with equities taking a beating. You know, the market's down 20% this year. And you take that and couple it with a terrible bond market, that's wreaked havoc on many, many portfolios. And this is why we at Retire 360 Show, and me personally as a financial advisor, why we recommend replacing bonds with some alternative instruments. And there's not just one, there's many alternative asset classes out there. I know one you've heard me talk about before is structured notes. Now, this is a security, much same thing as a bond, but structured notes right now have some very, very competitive yields. And we use a laddering strategy in our portfolios for our clients. Meaning, if you don't know what laddering is, if you had a sum of money, for example, $100,000 that we were going to allocate to these instruments called structured notes, we wouldn't invest in one note. We would, over a series of several months, purchase a new note every month. And there's reasons for that. With your principal, your risk in structured notes do not become in jeopardy in terms of market going down until the market's down 30%. So indices have to fall pretty significant for your principal to not be affected. And the fact that they're kicking out yields in excess of 14, some as much as 15%, this might be a perfect strategy for some of you that are looking to say, hey, what can I use instead of bonds or in place of some of those bonds in my portfolio? Structured notes could be an awesome place to consider. So contact us and we'll be glad to do a review of those for you and see if that's an appropriate instrument for you to use. You know, another one that's gained a ton of momentum, I haven't seen the final statistics here, I'm sure sure we'll be getting those in the next couple of weeks, is the fixed indexed annuities. Now, here at 360 Capital Management, we're not huge fans of all the different annuities out there. I personally am not a big fan of variable annuities. Mainly, you've heard me say this before, I do not like the fee structure built into variable annuities. These can exceed sometimes 4.25%. I've seen them that high before. Many people this year, we helped exit variable annuities and get into indexed annuities. And indexed annuities is simply a fixed product where your principal is protected and your interest is derived from an external index like the S&P 500. There's lots of different indexes out there. But one of the attractive features of indexed annuities are the fact that you keep your gains. Those gains lock in, which is critical, you know, because people that invested in them, for example, the beginning of this year, they haven't lost any money in the market. And if you take the market, for example, on the S&P 500, and you go back to the last big market crash of 08, if you look at the S&P, and I came across this about 2 weeks ago, I read this, I don't know where we're going to fall at the end of this year, but your average rate of return, if you factor in the ups and downs, if you fully invested in the S&P 500 index, you're not much more than 7% return. And many of the products out there in the index space, indexed annuities are geared to try to return somewhere, you know, in that 3 to sometimes 7% range. So they offer opportunities for investors to lock in those gains rather than having to make up losses where you'd be fully in the market. So, yeah, bonds were a big story this year. Great places to be looking elsewhere to look at some of those bond alternatives. Something that's been more recent in the news is cryptocurrency. And here's the question I have looking back. Cryptocurrency is a safe and effective way to grow your money in a short time. Well, if you answered wrong to that, you are correct. Cryptocurrency investments like Bitcoin offer no consumer protection and are incredibly volatile. I've got to be very careful with crypto. I'm not saying crypto is wrong for everyone, but I still believe that crypto, if you are investing in it, needs to be a very, very small percentage of your portfolio. And you basically have to be willing to say, if I lost all of this money, I'd be just fine. Because that's basically where I think crypto is heading as a whole. That's my belief. One of the world's largest crypto investing companies filed for bankruptcy. You all saw that in the news if you've been listening, FTX. And, you know, basically the person that's the head of that, just a flat out crook, in my opinion. I think that's going to come out and be proven. But yeah, stay very cautious on the crypto market. And please don't risk your hard-earned investment retirement dollars in the unregulated crypto market. There's safe investments out there that can provide you, you know, market-like gains with no market risk. And another question here looking back is higher interest rates combined with a downturn make now one of the most opportune times to consider a fixed indexed annuity. Well, we just talked about that, and that is correct. With a lot of indices right now being beat down as much as 20, some more than that percent, with a fixed indexed annuity, policyholders get to participate in the gain of that index, but they're protected from potential downside. So as we like to say in the industry, zero becomes your hero. Because you're not going down with everything else. So this feature of annuities allows people to step up the market value and take advantage of gains without risking their principal. So, but yeah, just, you know, going back to crypto here, just one other thing, you know, one of the world's largest cryptocurrency exchanges, FTX, we know filed for bankruptcy. Bitcoin suffered its worst week not too long back here, a few weeks back. It's down over 75%. Over the last year. So celebrities such as Tom Brady and Shaquille O'Neal, which they can afford to lose money, right, in some of these investments like crypto. But they had some major stakes in crypto and in FTX, from what I understand. But, you know, Major League Baseball and NBA, they both had sponsorship commitments to that company as well, to FTX. So just please, please, please be very, very careful of how you invest and make sure you pick the right instruments for your portfolio and are not assuming too much risk. So we're going to take a break and I'm going to come back with Sam and we're going to kind of talk about some opportunities for 2023 and share a couple testimonials and some stories of some actual people who came into our office this past year who we were able to help guide on the right path. So call our office if we can help you. We're at 910-235-0812. Our office is located in downtown Southern Pines, or you can check us out on our website at retire360show.com. Again, that's retire360show.com. We would love to hear from you, our listeners. And stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Helping bring you one step closer to financial freedom. You're listening to Retire 360.
Please love me forever. Don't forget me ever.
I'm Matt McClure with the Retirement.Radio Network, powered by AmeriLife. If amusement parks are your kind of thing, roller coasters can be fun. But when it comes to investing for retirement, not so much. One of the most volatile investments around is cryptocurrency. That means, sure, there's some potential upside, but is it worth taking a ride on the crypto coaster? First, what is crypto anyway? The website Investopedia defines it this way. A cryptocurrency is a form of digital asset based on a network that is distributed across a large number of computers. This decentralized structure allows them to exist outside the control of governments and central authorities. Bitcoin was the first such currency out there, so it's been the most talked about and faced the most scrutiny. Like anything in life, crypto has its advantages and disadvantages. While it offers a faster and cheaper way to transfer money, its value is highly volatile. The technology has gotten some blowback from both sides of the political aisle. One of the most vocal critics has been Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts.
Unlike, say, the stock market, the crypto world currently has no consumer protection. None.
Republican Senator Pat Toomey, ranking member of the Banking Committee, who generally supports the industry, also acknowledges there are issues with crypto.
Now, it's important to note that many people have raised legitimate issues about cryptocurrencies. These include their use in illicit activity and the possible effects on monetary policy and our existing financial infrastructure.
But what do big-time investors have to say about cryptocurrency? Here's Warren Buffett speaking at a recent Berkshire Hathaway shareholder meeting.
Now, if you told me you owned all of the Bitcoin in the world, and you offered it to me for $25, I wouldn't take it because what would I do with it?
Still, cryptocurrency has legions of fans who swear by it and enjoy riding the daily roller coaster. So, are you willing to risk your hard-earned and hard-saved money in a volatile cryptocurrency market? That's a key question to consider as you invest in your future. With the Retirement.Radio Network, powered by AmeriLife, I'm Matt McClure.
All right, well, we're back. As I said earlier, this is your show, Retire 360 Show, and glad to have you back. Glad if you're a first-time listener. My name is Dwight Mijan. I am your host, and I am your guide over the 60 minutes that we get to be together. And just a couple things we want to go back and just recap before we look ahead into 2023. But, one thing that we talked about, Sam and I talked about at our break was, you know, down years happen. This is another thing we look back at this past year. It's been a brutal year in the market. Many people are looking at their 401ks, looking at their retirement accounts and going, man, what's 2023 going to look like? I hope we don't have a repeat. And nobody knows that for sure. But the main thing we want people to understand is down years, they do happen. We know that. And it's just important that the closer you get to retirement, it's important that we manage risk. And that, as I see my job as a financial advisor and somebody who manages client wealth, my job is twofold, as I see it, to really simplify it. And I'm oversimplifying here, perhaps, is number one, I've got to manage client risk. Everybody listening to this has a different risk score. If we scored you on 1 to 10, there's some eights listening to this, and there's some twos, and there's some ones, and there's some fives in between. My job is to help understand what is your risk profile and manage that risk. That's my first job. Number two, my second task is to set expectations. And that's very, very important because, you know, when markets do recover, many people who are lower risk tolerance, they hear their friends who are higher risk tolerance saying, man, I'm doing really well. I'm up 12%, for example. And they're looking at their portfolio going, well, I'm only up 4%, maybe 0.5%, maybe 4 or 5%. And you can't compare that to your friends because they're coming at things from a different portfolio, a different risk management. It's just important that we manage risk and we do things that can help our clients, particularly if we're in that red zone or in the retirement area, to manage that risk and to lock in some of those gains. You don't have to worry about that if you're younger listening to the show. You've got years to make up those losses. But if you're in that retirement red zone, you don't have that luxury. So just understand that those bad years do happen. The other thing looking back, we talked about is interest rates. We see interest rates are on the rise. That has changed drastically, particularly people in the mortgage market right now. A 30-year fix. Sam, do you know what the 30-year fixed was last time we looked? I know it was over 7. I don't know.
Yeah, I think we're around 7.5, but I'll get the updated numbers for the last week of 2022.
Yeah, so we're pushing that mid 7.5% right now on a 30-year mortgage, and that changes things drastically. You know, we have clients, I have a client in my office that, you know, was at 2.3% for a 30-year mortgage this time last year. So huge, huge changes there. And that interest rate rise causes us to either get a lot less house. And maybe right now isn't the time to be looking at either selling or buying. Certainly selling might be the opportunity still. I don't know that market currently where it's at, but certainly we've seen an impact of rising interest rates, and it has had a huge, huge impact. So a 30-year fixed is right now hovering at 7.33 currently. So yeah, big, big change from what it was this time last year, almost 5% more. And I don't know, you know, you can go to these calculators that are out there online and you can play around with that. I always enjoy doing that a little bit, but it's depressing if you're looking for a house, seeing how much more you're going to spend or how much less house you're going to spend, however you look at it. But interest rates are definitely a story in 2022. And it'll be interesting to see where that's going for 2023. Time will tell for sure. Another thing looking back for 2022 is people are definitely afraid to spend money right now. And some of that perhaps is because it is a down market. We've noticed that. We all know it's a down market. Perhaps people have that fear. The number one fear that's always pulled out there is people fear running out of money. So that could play into that as well. And perhaps there's some people today that want to spend and they're just not spending because they don't have a plan in place. They don't know, do they have the right plan to go out and take money from their portfolio right now? I know I can speak to that from somebody who was in my office in the month of December. And I looked at this lady's portfolio and I said to her, she was not yet of age to have to take out RMDs. But I said to her, why aren't you pulling more money out? Because she had a pretty good sized portfolio. And she was taking income in a small pension, and she wasn't doing any kind of Roth conversion strategy, and certainly had the ability to do that with such a low income bracket. She was barely in the 10% bracket and had lots of opportunities to not only save in taxes over her lifetime through doing a Roth conversion, but for just taking some money out of that portfolio. And she was self-directing. She had an account with Vanguard and was just doing things herself, but she didn't understand how to develop and put together an income plan. So we worked on that and put something together for her and actually were able to help her take less risk with her portfolio and develop an income plan that's giving her lifetime income for a segment, for a small portion of that portfolio that was going to give her some more comfort in her retirement years here early because she's healthy enough to do some things that she wants to do, to travel. She's got grandkids, you know, on the West Coast. She's got them in the Northeast and she had some down in Texas. So she was pretty excited that she was able to start traveling more and use that added income benefit for her retirement. So very, very important. And, you know, we talk about the kind of the three acts that people go through. We all go through them if we live to a ripe age. Is we have Act One, which is, you know, being a kid and doing that fun stuff of growing up and enjoying life and not having many responsibilities. And then we get to that Act Two, which is, you know, finishing our college and getting a job or, you know, starting our working career and saving and building that retirement. And then we enter Act Three, which is our retirement years. And that's where we absolutely have to have a plan in place so that we can enjoy that retirement span of, you know, 25, 30 years. 2-3 decades ago, people weren't planning for 30-year retirements, but people today, many people are retiring in their late 50s or early 60s, and they're looking at, because of health and technology's gotten so much better today and more advanced, people are living longer. The question is, will your plan last as long as you will? So that's one assumption that we make. It's the only assumption we make when you come to our office and do a review, is we plan that you're going to be here till that you're at least 100. And we're going to build an income plan around that, assuming that you're going to be here that long. So, and the last thing is more and more people today, and I don't understand this personally myself. I think it may be perhaps lack of knowledge, but if you're listening to this show and you're in your 40s or your 50s, and you are not using indexed universal life insurance as part of your retirement plan, that may be one of the best tickets for you in 2023. Because remember, there is only two instruments that you can use to have money tax-free in retirement. And one of those is a Roth IRA account, and the other one is life insurance, specifically using indexed universal life insurance. There are plans there where we can look at paying 10 years into that policy, and the income that you pull out of that in retirement will come to you tax-free. And along the way, you'll have some death benefit as well. So if you're listening to that and want to learn a little bit more about indexed universal life and how having a tax-free income for that will work, reach out to us at retire360show.com. And you can go down and scroll there and book a complimentary session with us. And we'll go over that with you. You can call our office at 910-235-0812. Again, that's 910-235-0812. My staff would love to get you on the calendar for that complimentary session, and we can start the new year off with some good stuff. So we'd love to meet you and talk with you. So with that, we're going to take a break, and we'll be back with our final segment on the Retire 360 Show.
Social Security will get a big cost of living adjustment next year, but there could be some consequences you might not have considered. I'm Matt McClure with the Retirement.Radio Network, powered by AmeriLife. A new report by the Senior Citizens League says Social Security beneficiaries could see a cost of living adjustment, or COLA, as high as 10.1% next year. The reason? Inflation running at a 40-year high.
This is a very, very unusual and unprecedented pattern of inflation that we're experiencing.
Mary Johnson with the nonprofit group told WFTS-TV that surveys show inflation has caused about half of Americans to spend their emergency savings, and people are carrying more debt on their credit cards. So the highest jump in Social Security payments since 1981 would be a good thing, right? Well, Johnson says it's better than no increase, but there are some things to be aware of.
In fact, you can get penalized if you think your tax liability is going to be 10% more next year than you're paying now, you could be penalized if you don't send in estimated payments or have more money withheld.
She told the TV station the increase would not be enough to cover a jump in Medicare Part B premiums, which are taken directly out of Social Security checks. And she says higher incomes mean some seniors could no longer be eligible for some other government benefits.
And then a whole 15% were made ineligible because their incomes increased over the income limit for food stamps or rental subsidies or the programs in their area.
So what should you do? Johnson says prepare now. Talk to a financial advisor to help you get ready ahead of time, and contact local nonprofits if you need help paying bills. So, are you prepared for the unintended consequences of a larger Social Security check? That's a key question to consider as inflation impacts all our lives. With the Retirement.Radio Network, powered by AmeriLife, I'm Matt McClure.
Welcome back to Retire 360 Show. This is Dwight Meagen. I am your host, and I am glad to be with you this hour, the hour of power, as we like to say, with your finances. And our goal is real simple. We want to help you win with your retirement money, and put you on a path to freedom, and most importantly, to have confidence as you move into those uncertain years of retirement when you say goodbye to the paycheck and you say hello to the income check from that portfolio. That's what we want to help you do, is have that certainty that you can count on so that you can approach your future with confidence and not with fear. Sam, as we kind of wrap up the last segment of our show, I want to look forward. That's what we always want to do. We don't want to look back. We want to look ahead. And with that, I want to talk to our listeners about what I see as the biggest opportunities right off the bat that you could come in, schedule a complimentary session, and get a review, call our office. We'll go over this with you. The biggest area that we see opportunity for our clients, believe it or not, is in the area of their insurance. So if you are retired and on Medicare, and even if you're not, Mitchell Kaiser, he's my son-in-law, he handles the insurance piece for our clients. Even if you're paying healthcare and you're not quite yet 65 on Medicare, I'm going to encourage you to call in as well, because I know a lot of you are paying well over $1,000, maybe $2,000 a month. And there are some very affordable options out there that could provide you the insurance coverage that you need. But Mitchell and I were talking. I said, what was your highlight this year? And it actually came during the month of December. He helped a person that came to our office. They actually came to one of our seminars, and this gentleman was had a Medicare supplement, and Mitchell was able to lower his premium $292 per month for the same 20% coverage. And for those of you that are early in Medicare and may not know this, Medicare is a standard benefit of plans. So if you own, let's say, a Plan G, as in GIRL, which is a very common plan that we see, if you own a Plan G, we can run that cost, ask you some questions about your health, and let you know what a lower priced Plan G would be. And I know some of our listeners are saying, well, but Plan F is the best plan. I'm not going to change or lose my Plan F. Well, I want to tell you, if that's you and you're listening to that, to this, you definitely need to be one that needs to call in and at least listen to what Mitchell has to say. I will only tell you this, Plan F has gone away, so you can't get Plan F anymore. But the only difference with that plan is it covers the Part B deductible, which I think is right around $250 a year. So the Plan F covers it. Plan G, you pay for it. But that's actually a detriment to you to not have Plan F sold anymore in terms of the price that you're going to pay for that plan. So I'll let Mitchell tell you a little bit more about that. But we see insurance, cutting insurance premiums as the top way in 2022 that our clients could save money. Because let's face it, you know, your checks are going up. That's a good thing. 8.7% starting in January. However, so is the cost of everything else. So the purchasing power really didn't change anything. In fact, some would argue you're still negative after you go buy certain goods and services because the 8.7 isn't keeping up with everything. So, but definitely check us out. Call us 910-235-0812 or go to retire360show.com. You can go there and book a complimentary session and we'll be happy to go over your healthcare cost with you. Second opportunity here, and this is really, I think, came out of a story, probably one of those sadder stories for me in 2022 with a client, is this the topic of long-term care. I mentioned earlier in the show that healthcare as a whole will be the biggest single expense that people need to plan for in retirement. Out-of-pocket costs, and most of this is coming from the area of long-term care, is estimated to be over $300,000 if you're retiring today at 65. Healthcare continues to go up at a rate of about 3.5 times the normal rate of inflation. And long-term care, Medicare does address some of those benefits, but there are hoops that you have to jump through. You must require skilled care. You have to have a 3-day prior stay in the hospital, and you must have continuation of improvement over that 100 days between your Medicare supplement and Medicare to receive payment. But even if you jump through all of those hoops, when you get past 100 days, you're on your own. That's when you become self-insured. And there's only 3 ways to pay for long-term care. There's Medicare and your supplement, which we just said was 100 days. There is the private sector using insurance, which I'll talk about. And then there's you as self-insuring. So if you have Medicare, just know that you have 100 days and you have nothing else. You are basically using that retirement plan that you have in place right now. That is your long-term care strategy. And a story that came out of that was I had a client that a couple of years back had looked at long-term care. They had decided against it because in talking with some friends who owned policies, their premiums had gone up drastically. That is a negative about what I would call traditional based policies, which are where you pay a premium like you would any policy, like a life insurance policy. And that premium has a risk attached to it of increasing. So the cost of it could go up. And many of those older policies have. The insurance industry, as good as they are at calculating risk, they haven't had the years of history behind actuary data of calculating what pricing should be for these policies. And then on top of it, they don't know how to evaluate who's a poor risk and who's a good risk. Many companies have struggled with that, which is why there's been hefty increases in that. But this particular client, I felt, was a great candidate based on their overall objectives. And they said, Dwight, we've looked at it. We just don't think it's the right thing. And I said, have you ever looked at the more modern approach to long-term care, which is called asset-based care, where you essentially use part of your portfolio and you carve it out? Just imagine a pie being cut into slices, where you use a slice of the pie to protect the overall piece of the pie, the overall pie itself, so that you're not having to drain your assets to pay for the care. Just like insurance, you're using other people's money. And they said, we'd never looked at that before. And I showed it to them and I gave them, my recommendation. They were even able to fund it using a slice of the IRA as they were using as their funding source. And that was the long-term care plan that they had put in place. Well, about 18 months later, and this happened this year, one of those spouses ended up having a stroke, and to this day, with not great prospects here for recovery, is in a facility, and the cost of that facility is about $9,500 a month. The majority, 90% of that cost, is covered for their lifetime out of this asset-based policy. So I was honored to be a part of that, just to bring that to the table, and they were wise enough and open enough to give it another look. And to this day, they have a plan in place right now where she, we'll call her Betty, that's not her name, but Betty is going to be protected in the event that this extends beyond an unreasonable time, a reasonable time. She is still going to have a portfolio to live on, and her lifestyle will not be affected. Sadly enough, I approached this with another client about a year ago. And at that time, from what I could tell, they were healthy enough. They still had to go through underwriting to do it. They had a chunk of money they were going to just leave to the next generation, but decided against that policy. And he had had some falls unexpectedly. They still, I'm not aware of what caused them medically speaking, but we'll call him Bill. Bill is in a facility 2 miles from where that first client was at. And she is now paying $9,100 a month from the portfolio. So I had to help liquidate assets. We're just put cash aside each year, and we're planning to just fund it out of there. Of course, we don't know how long he is going to be there either. But I have visited him there, and seems to be in good spirits. His physically, that's the problem. He doesn't have his physical capabilities like he had, but verbally, I could have a conversation with him, and Bill is fine. But as you can imagine, they are both concerned, and she is as well, of what's going to happen to her and her lifestyle. And she's asking me these questions. And she is living with a regret right now of saying, I wish I would have taken that advice, because we don't need that money anyway. It was just going to go to our kids. So opportunity there, if you haven't looked at long-term care and you want to give that a look and look at asset-based plans and how that might work with your portfolio to see and explore if that's a fit, reach out to us. We can be reached on our website, retire360show.com, or you can reach out to us at our office in Southern Pines at 910-235-0812. Sam, you're not only an executive producer of our show, but you're also licensed on the insurance side. And I'm just curious what your thoughts are, just coming at this from a younger generation's perspective. What do you see out there, and what do you want to add to what I've just shared with our listeners?
Yeah, well, kind of along the lines of what you were saying in our last segment, just I'm very surprised at the number of people in the middle or towards that back end of that second act, like you were saying, in their working years that aren't taking advantage of that index universal life insurance to generate that tax-free income. Because like you were saying, the government's only going to give you two avenues to generate that tax-free revenue during retirement. We talked about Roth conversion quite a bit on our last episode. You can check that out on the Retire 360 podcast feed. But just to speak a little bit about index universal life insurance, to give you that death benefit for your remaining years while you're working to kind of bridge that gap until you get to retirement, and then to start generating that tax-free retirement income stream in addition to what you have with Social Security, in addition to what you may have with annuities and withdrawing from your accounts, that really starts to paint a really desirable income picture once you enter retirement. Because, you know, I'm firmly in the second act of my life, like you were saying, and I know that when I get to that third act, I want to enjoy what I've worked so hard for. I don't want to have to stress about spending money. I want to have those checks that I can count on. So when I'm not receiving paychecks anymore, I can start enjoying those play checks.
Yeah, right on. Right on, Sam. Well, I appreciate your input on that, Sam. And one last area I want to just briefly touch on in the brief time we got left here, and that is developing what we call at 360 Capital Management, a smart risk and a smart safe portfolio. Very important we distinguish those two. And here's what I mean by smart risk, smart safe. If you take your age, whatever age you are listening to this show right now, and you subtract it from 100, the remaining time left there, the remaining number. So if you're 70 listening to this show and you subtract it from 100, 30%, that 30 that's left is the amount of money that you should have or could have in the market, being exposed to the market. And what we have seen this past year with a lot of people who've come through our office is many people are don't have the right balance of their portfolio. They have too much in risk portfolio. And what's damaging, especially if you're in years where you're forced into distributions, when you're having to take those required minimum distributions at age 72 or higher, if you have a heavy concentrated portfolio that's in securities, in stocks and bonds, and you're having to raise capital every month, you are now selling shares when the market is down and you're cycling through and cannibalizing that principal that you have invested. You're running through it much faster. And what we like to do with clients is when we set up a smart safe money, smart safe is where that principal is protected and you can't lose principal. That is the bucket of money right now that if you had to flip a switch and move to where you're going to pull your RMD from this month, next month, maybe next quarter, we have our clients pulling their money out, not out of the security side of their portfolio, where it's being beat down and they're having to sell at low share prices. We're having them pull that RMD out of the safe bucket of money where those dollars aren't fluctuating or going down because they're insulated against losses and protection. So very important. You have smart risk and smart safe money, especially if you're in those RMD ages. So with that, those are some things we've given you that would hopefully help you kick off that 2023 to a fresh start. And I would find it a great honor if you would have an appointment, come in, call us and schedule that complimentary consultation. I would love to help put you on the right track. Mitchell would love to help you when it comes to the insurance side. So reach out to us at 910-235-0812 or check us out on our website at retire360show.com. Again, that's retire360show.com. Well, that's a wrap for this week. And I just want to wish everybody a happy new year. And I am looking forward to sharing some great information with you on your show in the coming year ahead. So happy new year to everybody and enjoy the rest of your day.
Thanks for listening to Retire 360. You deserve to work with an experienced and licensed expert who will strategically work to protect and grow your hard-earned assets. To schedule your free, no-obligation consultation with Dwight, visit Retire360Show.com or pick up the phone and call 910-235-0812. That's 910-235-0812. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, BCM, a registered investment advisor. BCM and 360 Capital Management are independent of each other. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM, but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Past performance cannot be used as an indicator to determine future results.
Fixed annuities, including multi-year guaranteed rate annuities, are not designed for short-term investments and may be subject to restrictions, fees, and surrender charges as described in the annuity contract. Guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuer.
Structured notes involve risks not associated with an investment in ordinary debt securities. The securities are not bank deposits and are not insured by the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation or any other governmental agency, nor are they obligations of or guaranteed by a bank. The securities will not be listed on any securities exchange, and the secondary trading may be limited. Therefore, there may be little or no secondary market for the securities. Accordingly, you should be willing to hold your securities to maturity. The securities are subject to the credit risk of the issuing bank, and any actual or anticipated changes to its credit rating or credit spreads may adversely affect the market value of the securities.